Senators appear open to allowing Uber, Lyft, and other ride-sharing services to operate in New York State as long as they can come up with the right rules. Senator Phil Boyle, chair of the Commerce and Economic Development Committee, co-chaired the discussion.
I do not want to get in the way of the technology and innovative economy. I know change is coming and change is good, but we do need to make it fair and safe for everyone.
Senators say they favor a comprehensive statewide model dealing with insurance and driver and vehicle requirements that would apply to all municipalities outside New York City. Richard Milne with the New York Conference of Mayors and mayor of the small village of Honeoy Falls says most small cities, villages, and towns don't have the resources to set individual rules for the app-based ride-sharing services.
Most of our communities would not have the time or the ability to worry about regulating taxi service and or Lyft service in their communities.
Mike Needle with the state's AFL-CIO union organization is one of many who expressed reservations. He says the drivers for ride-sharing vehicles must provide their own car and don't receive any health care or other benefits.
You know, the governor recently created a exploited worker task force to look at different industries now where we have problems in this state with groups of workers and how they're treated and the rights that they have. We just want to make sure we're not creating another class of employee with substandard wages and substandard rights.
He says the ride-sharing company should perhaps be required to help pay for the upkeep of roads and bridges in an arrangement similar to New York City, where taxi cab companies pay a fee towards public transit. The people least happy at the discussion, though, were owners of cab companies. Mark Alacqua, who runs a taxi and medical transportation service in Syracuse, spoke on behalf of the limousine, bus, and taxi operators of upstate New York. He says they're deeply concerned that if the ride-sharing companies don't have to stick to the same rules as taxi services, it will have a negative impact on existing businesses, and he predicts full-time professional jobs will be lost.
So all we're asking is from Albany is that you slow down and do not believe everything you're being told and to do your due diligence for all your constituents.
Alacqua says lower-income people without smartphones or credit cards would be shut out of the new ride-sharing services. And advocates for the disabled argue there need to be provisions so that people in wheelchairs or scooters can get rides, too. Nicole Benincasa with Uber says the services, though, will create new employment.
The economic opportunity that we can provide, we're projecting 13,000 jobs opportunities in the first year alone.
Uber and the other companies have support from Governor Cuomo and many Democrats in the Assembly, including the majority leader, Joe Morelli. Morelli, speaking outside a meeting of Assembly Democrats this week, says the services could fill a void in wide swaths of upstate that have no taxi services.
I do think it's something that should happen. If you look at a place like Rochester, New York, there are few opportunities for people, whether you're a senior or a young person, to get around in an affordable, accessible way. So I think this will improve that dramatically.
But Morelli says the proper regulations need to be in place. He predicts that traditional-style taxi and limo services will actually become more like their disruptors over time, and they'll also offer apps for car ordering and payment options. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.